At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
What's happening, people? Welcome to the first ever live streamed General Banter Podcast.
Yeah.
Make some noise, everyone.
For yeah.
Dave Elliott. Yeah. Kieran Bartlett. This guy. Rewoods.
Recognize.
Arma Khan. Absolutely dying. We've done this thing where we set up for about 3 hours there, and then we actually don't have any material. Before we started there, you might have seen it on the live. Kieran was like, can someone get me a little drink there?
First is fuck.
Cause I'm a
thirsty bitch.
He's a thirsty bitch. Red out. What I'd like to just mention is, as well, we've all noticed, and I'll say it to your face, Kieran, why do you drink lattes with a little straw in it, like you're a dying old lady?
Yeah.
Dave, why are you holding the mic like the Rock?
I like the idea that this wouldn't be in shot and it'd just be heard anyway.
It's like a limp dick.
Just let you know, Kieran, you've dodged a bullet there on that.
I know.
But you do.
Don't want to burn my lips.
You don't want to burn your lips. But like, have you ever been in a nursing home? And there's like an old lady and she's like, can't lift her arms? And she's like, I'd love a latte. Cause that, and then they just feed her the little straws and you see it go down into her stomach.
Yeah. Especially when old people eat all over their chest. They go, and there's potato and all over their chins. No?
I wonder what was going where you went, are you ever in a nursing home and there's no woman who can't move her arms?
And you just buck her face.
Weird dick.
No teeth, so.
No teeth, yeah. What are you insinuating?
I'm insinuating I feel nice in your dick.
Who needs material?
Normally these podcasts go quite well, and because everyone's live streaming and it's being recorded, I feel like everyone's acting weird.
Yeah.
You were holding the mic like the Rock.
I thought we're doing intros.
Do an intro for yourself then.
What camera is it that?
Every camera with 7 cameras on. This one's for me. This one's for
looking at all the cameras and just trying to not get sunburned from the lights as well.
Yeah, I can't stop sweating.
Challenge for me.
You boys are on a fitness thing at the minute.
Yeah.
Hi.
Gym buddies.
What's the deal? Are you leaning out and you're bulking up?
Yeah. Well, I'm bulking too because I'm always bulking. Like, but I'm trying to lose. I don't want to die before I'm 30. I'm 30 in September, so
very rickety boat, mate.
Yeah, but
Dave's going to almost mentor me. He's going to be the Michelangelo and I'm going to be David.
Amazing.
I thought he's David.
David.
I'm going to be Michelangelo David's and he's David. Still David Elliott. Yeah. Showing how to lift weights.
I am David's David.
Unbelievable. I saw a Snapchat of you this morning eating your breakfast, sweating.
So did I.
Yeah. I wasn't actually eating my breakfast. I was joking with the boys that I was sweating so much eating breakfast. I'd just gone through a very rigorous cardiovascular workout.
Would you ever breakfast?
Yeah. Yeah, I eat stairs. Was it stair like a stair machine?
No, what I do, right? It's going to be very educational for people
get
as well.
I
set a step and I just did steps with kettlebells.
Alternatively grip, so it works my core as well and burns fat.
Hence, I'm still actually thermogenically sweating.
Dave, yeah, I'm sweating like mad. Right. I mean, it is hot as fuck in here.
See you on the way here. Dave asked me for a lift. Dave go about 20 minutes before I came down. Can you pick me up on the way, mate? And I went, I'm actually on the bus. I'm going to pass your house in 2 minutes. Just get on. Nah, I'm in work, though. Dave, who works in city centre, yeah. We're doing this in city centre.
But again, that would have involved walking and having had a heart attack and a stroke combined earlier. I just didn't want to start the sweat trail again, which, as you can see in front of these lights, my skin's actually glistening already.
I'm so hot. I've had like 15 coffees.
Damn right,
I'm so hot right now.
I'd be concerned about having a sweat problem and wearing linens at the same time.
But it helps.
Are
if I
linens and shot?
If hope problem.
Wearing linens.
Do you wear those?
I like the way.
What?
I like the way the bottom of the leg.
Zip off.
The bottom of the leg is wider than the waist, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're the biggest flares.
They're flares?
Swag as fuck.
They're
nice.
Swag
bottoms.
See, if I wore them, I would get, like, I would definitely get one. I am, like, a wee beige kiss down the sweat line at the back.
I wear them. Steve Irwin zip-offs, like, halfway down. Zip them off. I'm just a sign of an international player. Like,
yeah. I'm just waiting. There's someday someone's going to go, do you fancy going to a golf club for lunch? And I'll go, yes, ready. And we go, where's all you boys? You'd be turned away at the door.
So, you're up next, batting. Yeah, if someone's like, do you want afternoon tea on a yacht? And Dave's like, strafe, mate.
Del Monte himself.
Oh, shit.
That was, did you like it? That was a Steve impression.
They're not fucking cankles, mate. They're calves. They're toned legs. They carry around 20 stone all day. They're going to be.
Every time you say your weight, it's different.
I know. I'm constantly.
You're like, that's what you get as a 17 stone man. But as a 20 stone man.
I haven't been 17 stone since I was about 8. That's no joke.
I remember getting my neck measured and like, what?
Other things as well, or just your neck?
No, there's a neck shop.
Was this for Ripley's, believe it or not?
This was for...
I thought he wakes up in the morning and goes, what have I got to do today? Oh, fuck, I've got to get my neck measured.
I can't make it today. I need to get this neck lassoed. No, I just remember trying to get school shirts when I was about 14. And the girl being like, I think we only do up to about a 20. and that's a man's 52-inch chest shirt. I was like, oh, choking the fucking neck off me. A pig neck. How about your dick? Well, we're talking about width.
It looks sweet at the moment.
Do you know you're missing your lunch break at work for this shit?
Yeah, I'm going to get a meal deal on the way back. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself? Your leg's going buck mad there.
Hello.
I'm a jumpy person.
If you ever walk up, if you're like, here, Woodsy, and he's like, ah!
Woodsy's clearly done something fucked up and he's waiting for it to come out.
I have skeletons in the closet.
Or you just watch The Conjuring every morning before you go to work.
Have you seen the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she had my legs.
I thought the first one was scarier. The second one, see when that animation came out? Spoiler alert, The Conjuring isn't real. So,
kill yourself.
When that animation comes out?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
I haven't seen the second one, so I can't really pass comment.
I haven't seen any of that.
It's amazing when they shoot a film in England how shit it looks immediately.
Has anybody seen The Nice Guys yet?
No.
Oh, no. Very good. It's fucking very, awesome. Very good.
Really, really funny.
Very, very funny.
Sweet.
Actually, Russell Crowe is the Lord in it, but then Ryan Gosling, who's a bit of a bitch, I actually quite like him in this. Don't ever call Gosling a bitch.
He's
not. Did you see him?
Blast away.
A couple of weeks ago, he was shit. Like, he was shit. Even my dad hates Graham Norton. And
Graham Norton, homophobe.
And he goes, and my dad was like, who's this? Who's this bastard? Like, he was shit on.
Is this Gosling? Talking about the same Gosling?
Gosling.
Ryan Gosling was shit on Grand.
Or Marty Gosling.
I don't think it's... You should let your dad Gosling. Watch.
What way are you holding the fucking mic?
Dave
trying to make a point while doing this.
He's like Terry Wogan.
Dave is actually very dainty on his feet.
You should tell your dad to judge Gosling on his work, not on one appearance.
I am judging
one. Not one appearance.
What? Ides of March, shite. Notebook, shite.
Notebook's actually very
good. Fuck.
Whoa.
You can't drop.
The Notebook is shite.
No.
It's the precursor for a lot of fun for a guy. If you watch through The Notebook,
if you can get to the end of The Notebook,
exactly, that your nubbin is going to be stroked. Like, that's going to happen. If you watch The Notebook,
nubbin stroking to David.
He just holds it at the base like that.
It's how I present it.
Nubbin stroking sounds like someone from Lord of the Rings.
Nubbin strokins. So nubbin of has strokins.
It sounds like someone in IKEA. It's like a weird name for just a lamp.
Turn on to nubbin strokins.
There's some spy. Like, where's the nubbins? I walked the whole way around here for no nubbins.
I ain't going nubbin stroking.
Get your lamps. I think you're like looking your nubbin stroke trousers because you can see the vein through them. the light linen.
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, yeah. These are, and actually, I've had to have them darned a few times.
Shit.
These darn balls.
So yeah, these are my.
What the fuck does darned mean?
It means like whenever they split, they need stitch.
A rip that isn't at the same. Darn it.
Yeah.
Why do I know that?
How's a boner
in them?
Were you
around in the 1800s?
Pardon?
How's a boner in them? Like, very visible? Or?
I don't often get erections.
No?
What?
Limp Dex.
Like that mic?
I don't know.
I get an erection. What's
it called? The conjuring?
The clunjuring?
Every time. The clunjuring?
Conjuring? Give you conjuring as well?
Conjuring, yeah. Yeah. Every time. Every time you jizz, does it scare you? Are you like, do you freak like a goldfish on a 3-second memory loop? Like, why am I doing this?
Like, I know what's going to happen, but it still terrifies me the way it sort of spaffs out.
What's good about it is because you're scared
of
stuff, you can pretend it's like a fucking Ghostbuster gun.
I just imagine in your...
See my slimer?
I hope you're in work enjoying this. Who in this lineup isn't dying right now?
Me.
I'm alright. I'm fine. Like,
you're not dying.
I'm still half cut.
What is Shane Todd's dying compared to everyone else's dying?
Only the one.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I can still do a triathlon. Like,
oh yeah,
100%. Could do an Ironman in Valencia at dinner time if it came to it.
I can swim to Rathlin and back.
I was gonna say
no lunch.
Remember when we were up on Rathlin? We were all fully twatted the next day, and Shane was literally sitting there thinking we're going for a fucking swim. Like, oh, you go for swim, lads.
I just poached him in. Like,
Shane, you have like you have like the routine of either a well-behaved child with a good routine or a very old person who can't break their ways. You know, it wouldn't have mattered if like the most horrendous thing ever happened that night before. Everyone else is dying. But you were up in like running shorts going, oh no, Shane eats. Third person. Shane. No. Shane has omelette at 9:30. So, and everyone else is like, can you give it a rest for 2 seconds? You're like, no, but seriously, but this is omelette. This is when I have omelette. Like really confused. Why are you sleeping? This is Shane's omelette time. So
when he woke everybody up for breakfast,
I
was
seeing him looking at Kerry. He was like,
"Kieran?"
Hit him with his dick. You awake, bro?
I think
he's like, I rarely get erections. This is special for me.
That was brilliant. You just go looking at me going, is he breathing? It's like, ah, he's breathing all right. But he's
do your impression of Kieran sleeping.
He's
a cut up over his neck.
You're
not in a fucking igloo.
Kieran, why do you sleep? Kieran, why do you sleep like that? In all seriousness, Kieran, why do you sleep like that? Doesn't even look at me. Just don't want to get a cold nose.
No, Andre, I had the fucking like. You're in a room with like many of us were there. Six.
Yeah.
Six sweaty fuckers. I was holding my bag out of the bed for air. And you're lying there going, my nose is cold.
Don't kill me. If Kieran doesn't have a big enough blanket, he has just a wee nose blanket.
But I imagine that...
wee baby suck.
The way Kieran sleeps, it's like an animal can just like, you know, when they hibernate, they can lower their heart rate and all. He is so still. Like, he's so still. Like, the blood probably doesn't get to the periphery, so he needs a wee.
Your BPMs go down to about fucking 30.
But it's creepy when you wake up, just...
like the Undertaker. Eyes roll back and says...
Nobody woke up and went, morning, everyone woke up and went...
Apart from you, what would you like for breakfast? Some scrambled eggs or fried? I was going, fuck off, Shane. Go for a run.
It infuriated him more than anyone because he knew I was going to like try and use the oven, and he was like a dad. He didn't want to get up, but he had to because he didn't
me?
Trust us. Yeah, because you didn't trust your son in the kitchen. I was like, I'm going to make an omelette here, and you went, I'll be dying in a minute. Fully supervised,
and then I cooked all that shit. You know, fucked around. Used to fell through a sofa. And then, typical, like, not typical you, but just that scene where you just scroll down and go, anyone need any help? And I'm like, nah, full spread of food. Full spread, tea, coffee, orange juice, sausages, you name it. What am I doing? Fold the napkins or anything?
Me and Wizzy were up discussing, like, various films and stuff, but then I was just doing
players.
Yeah, what is with the fucking mic?
Me and Wizzy were up.
Do you know how farts you do that don't eat, that don't smell like rotten food? They actually smell like shit. Do you know the ones I'm on about?
All them?
No, because like,
my farts don't smell like avocados at all.
No, but like sometimes it smells like a chippy bag. maybe if you've had a chip, like it smells like a bag out of a chip.
Do you have chips like down your bags? Like that was farting through the paper.
Chip chips.
It smells like old food when I fart, but then like whenever I sometimes like.
Go to the doctor. Over,
the ones that actually smell like an actual shit.
This is the real insight.
Like the chemicals. You know, like the chemical shit. No.
I mean, if you ever had,
if you
go on a rough one and you've had like 20 Stella and Jaeger bombs and all, and you're like,
all you bitches went to bed early. Me and him were.
Oh, you're still there? I was just asleep.
Snogging the dicks off each other.
Sitting downstairs listening to fucking a piano cover of Dead Mouse. Yeah, that's right. Listen to this though.
That was one of those like when you're drunk enough to let it like a guilty secret out. You're like, here. Listen to this cover of Dead Mouse song on piano.
I had to go to bed early because Shane gets hot milk at 9 p.m.
Hello.
Shane gets cocoa at 10.
You're a better rat. You're just like, fucking on the piss and all. Shane only has 2 pints. Come on. Hungry.
Remember that guy standard came in and I just...
Good night, mate.
Good night.
He comes in and he goes, all right, lads, you just having a good night? And Kerry just goes... Good night, mate.
I went to bed. Like,
guy just was like, go to fucking bed.
Although, correct, I don't drink much, but last Saturday, me and Dave went out, and I've never had more drinks in my entire life.
You had how many? 21?
Something like that.
Exactly.
We went to Kremlin twice. Yeah. That's all you need to know, really.
We went to Ollie's.
Hang on, how'd you go twice? What was the break for?
You go in the Kremlin, you get
one in the mouth.
You go somewhere else, you realise nowhere's as good as Kremlin, and you go back.
Yeah.
I want to go to that Chinese place that you go to.
The Chinese Kremlin? Oh. We went out the other night. Let's talk about that. Did a gig in the Book Reserve, and then went...
Which was adorable.
It was great, wasn't it?
Yep.
What about that family brought their kids and they were all... I was like, oh, Jesus. And then they were the best people there.
And then
themselves.
Was it you or Mickey made a joke about a BJ? And the mum goes to the son, your dad know about that? I was in the back.
Really?
Yeah, and he goes, nah.
Look at that. He sucked the chrome off his man.
And the dad was in front by the row and like he didn't say anything. All you could see was his shoulders going.
He was swanking away. So we went there, and then we went to the, can we say the name of it?
Shout out.
Stinking Onion, right? And we're standing there, and we're like, this is good times. And then all you heard was the usual, like, oh, yeah, and turn around, this guy, to be fair, when you punch like this guy punches, definitely glass someone, because he was like.
There were straight arm digs.
He was like, rabbit punch him. Four guys just jumped, one guy.
Yeah.
He fell to the ground, glassed the shit out of him, hit him with chairs. Fuck. Like, yeah, tsh, tsh, and then. Just walked out, and the bouncers walked behind them. Like, come on, boys!
It was so sly. That guy, like,
the gay bouncer, was it?
Don't know. Me and you're going to the Chinese Kremlin. No, we got back up and walked out. So he was bleeding, like, but I think he was didn't beat him to death or anything.
No, but he could have, you know, died afterwards.
Hard, like,
yeah, why? There's blood out. I was wearing like nice shoes. And I was like, fuck, see if I get.
You were in red shoes, which was
They would have been ruined.
The red shoe, Darius.
Exactly, great show. Yeah.
Paul, do you mean Dragon Rendezvous? That's where you want to go, Dragon Rendezvous?
Absolutely.
Late night Chinese restaurant?
Yeah.
It's not even late night anymore, they have to close.
No. The fact that you can sit in somewhere and get a full fucking Chinese is ridiculous.
Well, we were there.
They don't have a license, but they still, if you're...
Well, we were there at 2 in the morning, so I don't know what you call that.
Yeah. Like, what time did you just go at?
Two in the morning. Just said it.
Sorry, I'm too hanging for this.
I'm too hung for this shit.
There's a stinking one around there called Steamboat. Have you seen it? Been in there?
Good name, though, if you're going to go against Chinese food.
Absolutely stinking.
But Steamboats?
You'd absolutely go to the Dragon Rendezvous.
Dave, you're my... I'm going to pick a phone.
It's not a piccolo, Dave.
When you walk around in... Is that Donegal Pass, is it?
Yes.
When you walk around in the Donegal Pass Steamboat, you see it there and you go, that's the Dragon Rendezvous because it's the first one and you're steaming.
Yeah.
And you go to it and then as you start it... Not if you're just thinking there's a Chinese journey here. Because I've done that and it was fucking leaping. That's one of them ones, you know, where they're...
There's nothing like tuning in to watch fucking bunch of fat dudes argue about Chinese meats.
Yeah.
At fucking 2 in the morning.
What's the best Chinese in Belfast? There you go.
Salads. Salad muscle, aye?
I like taste.
Fuck salads.
That's nice.
Shat your fucking beige pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Who wants to talk about football? Take over, guys.
I'll talk about it.
Take over.
It's been a shit tournament, I think, so far.
Yeah. Rubbish, isn't it?
Like the quality of football's been fucking shit.
Oh, I thought you were joking. I'm just lost in the
emotion. It's been good having the two Irish teams in it, but
Yeah. And even Wales, to be fair. But like,
oh man,
But I think the quality, there's been far too many like nil nils or one nils, and the goal comes in the 85th minute. They're just not around the back four. And I'll tell you why I think. Sorry, why I think it's happened is because it's been too easy to get through. Too many teams are getting through the second round, so none of them want to fuck it up. Whereas if there's just two teams going through from each group,
they'd be killing each other.
They'd be going for it. Yeah.
Well, I was here last night. I went to the fan zone to see the Northern Ireland game. Then I watched the Turkey game here because we need Turkey to win or draw. And it was insane in the smoking area upstairs. And people were like flinging pints. I hate that. You know what I mean? Just like flinging pints up in here. And there was a woman in a Kawasaki jacket, right? Not a football fan at all. And she walked out, saw what happened. She didn't even look at block. She was about 50, right? Just started like lifting pints off people's tables and just like laughing and throwing them at people's face like an old woman. I told the bouncer.
Did she get kicked out?
What?
Did she get kicked out?
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of her, did they?
I'm going out to the next round. I've been pricing it, but we'll find out tonight who Northern Ireland are going to play, and I'm going back.
Are we definitely free?
Yeah.
I don't know shit about football, so why did we need Turkey to win?
It's all exactly because you don't know shit about football.
Some third place teams go through.
But that's what he's saying about there's too many teams going through.
Right, okay.
So the quality of football isn't as good.
I
whereas if it was like a knockout.
Really good, though, do you not think, like, compared to the last World Cup of the groups?
Yeah, yeah. There's been no, like, 4-3 or whatever. Or
yeah.
Like, high school.
Even a fucking. Like,
it'll get good, though.
It was mental, though, the end of it.
I regret like bringing football up, and Elsie.
It looked like Croatia versus the Czech Republic.
Did you watch
the
backgammon last night?
Full war going.
Hectic, big Victor just smashing the dirt out of the bit.
Talking about other stuff.
Talking about
here, are you sick of, like, I know I've seen some good sketches, like Foil Arms and Hog did one, but, like, hate that, like, you know, everyone's stabbing each other. Look at us, though.
Yeah,
best fans in the world. Unlucky about the team we support, but best fans.
And like lifting French people up, you know.
Yeah, it almost doesn't need pointed
Irish,
out.
Yeah, thousand what? Irish.
It almost doesn't need pointed out.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
everyone knows. That
thousand Irish people singing.
Ireland are good fans.
I know.
Let's
watch the Arc de Triomphe. So they did.
I know. I would rather see.
What was the GoPro thing? Was that you telling me about that?
Oh, the GoPro helmet and the guy kicking the fuck out of people?
I still haven't seen that.
I didn't get to watch it because it got taken off YouTube.
It was so I'll have to look it up. Level of doom.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was unreal.
Just kicking like, the one I've seen with the two... this fucking, like... I tried to talk about it in stand-up. I was like, why do these like fat English dudes think they can fight?
Yeah.
You've had enough Stellas where you're like, come on now, can't breathe. And all, like,
whereas the Russian fans dreams. Look like they're training to fight
there was a guy in Venom shorts, like a fight brand of shorts, beating the fuck out of everybody. And
Jesus
then
Christ.
Him and another guy just like sandwich kicked someone's head, like pop, and the guy just coma. That's Russia for you, man. I mean, you got to work up that appetite for lunch.
There's
you know, kick the head off some English cans.
There's another Irish song that I think England fans sing it too. German bombers in the sky. Do you know this? I'd never heard it before.
We were singing it last night.
I went to that Ukraine. I'm really uncomfortable. And I don't know why.
What does it mean?
So, yeah, it's a song about World War II, about shooting German planes out of the sky.
Germans did absolutely bomb the deck out of Belfast.
I get that, but it has no... there's no... yeah.
They were doing it for the crack. It was a war.
It's a football tournament. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable. They were singing
as long as it's a nice
tune,
though, you can sing around
this
shit.
I don't like
Will Grigg's
song anymore. I'm sick of it.
Has he even
played? Let me tell you something. If he walked in here now and went, I'm Will, in a Northern Ireland top, I wouldn't even make a fucking connection.
I would have a fucking notion.
I'd be like, all right, Will.
If he walked in here.
Getting coffees or what? Scrack.
Get the fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
He hadn't even played yet. Do you know that? He hasn't played.
Are you serious?
I
had no idea, and then I spoke to a guy in here, and I was a bit drunk, and I was like,
couldn't get a chef covered in TK Maxx. Hasn't even flown over yet.
I said,
Jackie, just come in, chef.
Fuck's sake, I got football to play. My mom's cleaned my boots and everything. I was going to say, like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, I was just speaking to some guy, and I was like, who is he? And I was like, and the guy just went, yeah, he's not really that good. He probably won't start. Now Lafferty's back, and he's English. That's
so
right.
Steve Davis, everyone's with another
Irish player.
Yeah. Is he active?
He's brilliant.
In what, like the IRA?
I know. Well, you have to ask now that I thought Will Griggs was like the Beckham of, and it doesn't even start.
Beckham? What does my
Beckham?
What,
see that? Do you see that reference? I thought he was St. Jordi Best.
He's the Beckham of TK Maxx.
The TK Maxx 5-a-side team. captain, like.
He curls them fucking t-shirts back on the rack.
He's a keeper and a striker at the same time. Doesn't fuck.
Do you remember that day before we went to Glasgow, three years ago, in your front garden, me, you and Mickey played football for about 3 hours?
How many years ago was this? Hopefully about 14.
It was
about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like, remember it was a nice day. We were about to go to Glasgow and there's wee football and we played for hours and hours.
Yeah, it was great.
It was really nice.
It's great. Do it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we all book a gig in Russia?
Yeah.
The squad live in Russia. Do a world tour.
I don't know if they're into it. Laughing over there, are they?
Let's sort Ulster Hall first.
Yeah. Do you ever bump into any sort of people like that, sort of Eastern Blocker types?
My next door neighbours.
Yeah, what are they called?
Polish. I don't know. I don't know their names. You know,
I love their watch.
We always say hi to each other though, and like I brought their dog back to them once, the one that escaped.
Oh yeah.
So we're signed with each other.
You brought the dog back, even though it escaped its owners.
Yeah.
So it wanted to leave, and you brought it back.
Allegedly, yeah. But we that happened. Actually.
Fuck's sake. So. I don't know. I've bumped into a few. Sort of, I don't know where this guy, like Romanian maybe? No crack, just.
What?
Does like strength leave their body when they smile? That's what I think.
No, they're really.
Racism,
nice
spreading rumors.
Yeah, here.
You know,
Roma guys at the car wash on Hollywood Road, so turned. so turned. Because we talked about this, right? There's one guy in particular at all.
In a car wash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Puffer jacket, shades. Like sparkly.
Do they install speakers in your car for free?
No, but this is the thing. Right? This dude, he doesn't work at the car wash. He just goes as like an example to the others of what you can achieve if you are card.
Like he's the hype man.
He's the inspiration.
Like, so pyramid scheme. Remember the Kanye glasses were big in
those shutter shades. Yeah.
Right, he has all the fads in one outfit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like he's got everything. Heelys, the Kanye glasses, Avant Dodge car. He's got all the gear. Adidas pop-ups throughout.
Supreme t-shirt. Yeah. Adidas Predators.
Yeah, he's a swag guy. Like.
Swaggish. Is he just like P. Diddy in a video? Like dancing around.
I'm listening to Dallas Ole.
Unreal. I remember the thing about those, like every time they popped up, they were like, there's prostitutes up there washing cars. And you're like, why bother them?
They're all dudes.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. There was one, where was it, Glen Gormley or something? And it was like basically just a like
knocking shop.
There was one girl, that was it. One
fake
female.
England shirt, there's Beckham, no number in the back.
There was a banger where there was a car wash.
There, Aaron, whatever it is.
They got it shut down.
Foul or something.
Because apparently you get your car wash, and while the guys are washing your car, you go into like the wee garage kiosk and get sucked off.
Yeah.
So that was the thing. Apparently they stopped doing that. Like, my car's never been cleaner.
And your dick's never been dirtier. Your
dick's clean.
Oh, it has.
Dick's not too shabby either.
There's been a magic train on your dick after. There's one on Boucher Road where the guy that runs it kind of has like a black jacket and he looks like Niles out of Fraser. That's kind of weird. And there's about 30 up. Mate, they love cleaning cars. Like, all of them come over. Like, you go in with your car and all of them come over. Like, about 10 people work on your car and you'll be out there in about 3 months.
But the question is, do those guys wax your nubbin as well?
No. Well, I've never waxed mine, dude.
Well, you're asking the wrong questions, Kerry.
Mine is absolutely leaping, so you never
absolutely.
Wash it, mate.
Oh, soap, though. We're not soap. This chat has gone off the fucking rails here.
Wild.
Let's talk prostitutes.
Never had one.
Dave, into prostitutes?
I wasn't. No, I probably am.
Grew on you, did they?
Fuck. That's just scary.
There's a story for another day about that, which I don't want to say in front of the cameras.
Did you bring that up on purpose?
Yeah.
All right.
Tell me your story about being accosted by some hookers in Ibiza.
Oh, fuck.
Because I laughed my fucking bag off at that.
So we were at... We were
by
outside.
The way, it's the worst reverse humble brag ever.
We were outside this like
go ahead.
Nightclub in Ibiza, and
you
I was just sitting down with my friend.
Too dear for them?
Yeah. Because you don't know how invoices work, so you're approached by them, and you're like...
I have a stand with euros, take it the fuck.
30 euros, you're like, nah, you're going to have to pay me 130.
Going up the guys going... Fiver, I'll give you a head, and they're going, fuck no, sorry, you keep away from me.
So I was sitting outside, and this girl's sitting beside me.
Lads, fuck's sake.
This girl's sitting beside me, and she's all like, she like slides up like this here, and gross. My mate's looking at me going, as if to say, you're getting it right, and I'm like, no, I don't feel comfortable, sorry. And she's sitting there, and she's like, do you have a good night? And I was like, yeah, sorry. Did you have a good night? And she was like, oh no, I'm working. And I was like, are you bar staff or like lifting glasses? What's crack? And she was like,
driving taxis or?
She was like, no. I escort service. And I was like, oh fuck.
Is she Pablo Escobar? I escort service.
The climax of the story is Pablo Escobar sucked my dick. But no, it didn't. She was like, she was basically like, do you want to you come to a room? And I suck your cock dry. Which, by the way,
she went Russian. Though.
How do you suck a dick dry? Is my question.
Well,
with a mouthful of Doritos.
So I was like, no, like I'm not. That's not my sin. I'm all good. And she literally like grabbed my dick, and she goes, "Oh, big dick." And I just went, "No, it's not."
Big
bag. It's just the ball bag, that's it. My ball bag's like a quilt, and then it's just... It's like half a curly-whirly on the end of it. It's like if you threw a curly-whirly at a quilt, that's my ball bag and dick.
I just imagine the rest of our conversation, like, oh, big dick. And then you say that, and you're like, that's bag. It's
just like, well, fuck that.
Like broken English, what? That bag. Ball bag.
Big dick. That's just me bag.
That's my bag.
That's my wee scroat.
L-scroat.
What are you on? L-scroat, you Russian fucking agent.
What are you on, placement? That's a fucking rookie mistake. It's just quilt ball bag.
Read up on your translation.
So here, did your finger or what?
No, man, I was fucking terrified. What was I going to do? Like, fuck her and then go to my mates? Oh, you never guess what? I fucking fucked Pablo Escobar last night.
Yes. A giant bag.
Just drowned her in my bag.
I enjoy your story. You told you were on a date. We got it recently, and you were back at her place or yours, and you just literally.
That's why.
Go ahead. I don't care. I don't care.
Would you this is live? Would you this is live?
I don't care.
Like, what happened?
Do you
started?
No, fuck the fuck.
Everyone just add me on Facebook. Like,
remember that time? It's like whenever you send a text to some girls, like, remember that text you sent me? What? You text me saying you were looking to, and I said, I don't remember that. I've got a hair. I'm just like, my mate's going, show me.
Was he one of them?
I'm going in a few minutes.
that's what Aaron said to her. Remember that time? Go, Gadouche!
There was some guy wrote a message to me. This did happen. Like, he wrote a message to me on my own podcast saying,
plug?
Tell him when your shoes are out, Kieran.
Suck my dick. No. It was one of the confessions, and he said that when he was away in Spain with his mates, he got himself a hooker. It still happens, you're wankers, right? Fuck up, dude. He got himself a hooker. And she got on top of him. She turned all the lights off and got on top of him, right?
That was it.
And
fell asleep.
And he didn't realise until after she got... He bucked her hand.
What?
Like, she put her hand down over her family. And he bucked her hand. And he couldn't tell the difference until she got off him. And then she robbed him of his phone and wallet as well.
She must use a good voice, Tracer. You mistake a palm for a fanny?
I was going to say, mate, her hand must have been sway as well. Like, how do you...
She must use a good voice, Tracer.
Imagine bucking her hand.
You could buck my hands because they're nice and soft.
I buck my hand every day.
Lovely soft hands.
Just kick the shoe off.
Aaron, what the fuck?
I'm just getting comfy.
You look like you're wearing refreshers.
Shuttles, taste my ass.
You look like you'd be found dead under a house.
Yeah, you've killed little kids and you're wearing their socks now.
I have a really sore toe as well.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Don't worry about it.
Right, so sorry. Woodsy.
can't do it now.
So, right, if you lost track, you're McCann and the girl back in the house and he...
Yeah. And then, whatever way you toilet, you literally just sucked a ditty. And then that was the end of the night. And I'm like, how can you suck a ditty and then just go on? Cheers. Surely it should lead to something.
It's ditty.
So, like, careful. I don't even know.
That's not true, is it?
Oh, it is.
No, it's not true.
It's not true.
Paul, you're genuinely sweating it.
You told me that too.
Just really hot in here, lads. Having Vietnam flashbacks, that hooker.
She wasn't a hooker.
Big dick.
Diddy sucker on the scene.
That's my rap name, Diddy Sucker.
Diddy Sucker and Pucker Hand. I love the way, like, anyone else in the world would, accent would, I don't know how that would sound, but you going, he bucked her hand. He bucked her hand. That's skills, though.
Mate, I'm hoping, imagine, like, it's so grim.
You know what I like, the point on the flip side is that girl's chatting to, yeah, I went back to his house, did he do it? He just got one tit out and sucked it and sent me home.
He sucked my tit dry.
He's come back next Sunday, do the other one.
To say, even a farmer goes for all the others. You don't milk half.
You see my house, mate? Don't even farm.
Unbelievable.
What? I live on tarmac.
I don't even farm.
Farming clearly.
Do you even farm, bro?
He milks them.
He bucks hands.
Can we call you Daily Ryan? Farm?
I'm going to see what questions are. Oh my God, I laughed so hard.
Colin, what time is it?
It's 10 to 1. Let's do some questions off the Facebook. Can you go on my Facebook? Yeah, let's just kill some time. So,
I'm going to go back to my work.
How many people are you going to block on Facebook when you leave here?
Immediately 20.
Immediately 20. Anyone that witnessed the diddy sucking.
Is your man on your Facebook?
Do you reckon Aaron's sitting there now going, he's going like, Shazam, there's two of them.
You do look like you don't know which girl I'm talking about, as if it's just Notorious Diddy Sucker.
That's what he does, mate.
That's all I do.
Notorious T.I.T.
It's just girls turning up at the doctors with one purple tit. And they're all like looking at each other in the waiting room. Like,
a hecky and your daddy.
What would have been so slash if you just come back and go, she only had one, guys, you fucking heartless bastards. Right. That'd really shut us up, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Let's rattle through some questions before we kill this shit. And then we'll figure out how to properly do it for next week. All right, guys. Cool stuff.
What were you doing there?
Just
practicing.
Warming up.
Always on that hustle, son.
On the ground, bro.
He's off the clock, but he's never on.
Diddy's ain't going to suck themselves. Let's
see, after Thailand, that noise gives me fucking shudders. Like when people go, that's all you get.
You want to say ping pong?
Some outlaw with a muff like a fucking catcher's mitt. Michael Jardine. Brexit. Yeah, we go from sucking ditties to Brexit.
Breakfast?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The milk and them Cheerios. Brexit? Yeah. Who's the most educated in this? I'm going to say you, probably.
I'd say you.
What do you think
I'm
about it?
I'm not going to argue about it. What?
You're not going to argue that you know the most about it?
No, I'm not going to argue that, you know, it's I'm not going to fucking
All right.
Yes or no?
Jesus Christ.
Brexit, no. Fuck off.
All right.
No, I would say no.
Turkey won last night, so fair play then.
Sweet.
Stay.
Seems like a stupid.
Stay. Yeah. Look, stay.
Here's the way to think about Brexit. Everybody that wants to leave is a full cunt. There you go. Michael Gove, massive cunt. Nigel Farage, racist cunt. Boris Johnson, sugar puff cunt.
Stupid cunt.
Like, just, yeah.
Sugar puff.
He does look like a sugar puff.
Everybody that wants to leave is a fucking wab.
Kieran,
who wants to leave here? DUP, full of wabs.
You'll know the answer to this. Why then are the
Can't
ones...
Can't Dave get erections?
Why are the ones that want to stay? Why do they not call the campaign Remain?
Dave's going full Piers Morgan there.
Because I
Brexit sounds better.
But then, nah.
I know. Brexit sounds like something you would eat, though.
Yeah.
Sounds like cereal. Like
there's a new term now. Remain. There you go.
He just
are you retarded?
Sorry. what's Aaron thinking about? Sucking peas!
Take your mind out of the tits for 2 seconds.
He's like, I want to stay you because then more women come over that have two.
Why his head's so big, like calcium deficiency or something? Excess? So it's building up on his fucking head.
It's like putting a balloon under a tap and just turning it on.
Just built up.
He's literally me sucking a ditty would look like because my head's so big eating a popcorn chicken.
But surely a popcorn chicken's bigger than a nipple.
No, but
a full
tit.
His
full tit? Okay.
FT, bro. I love how you weighed that up. Like, come on, bro. Nipples are bigger than popcorn chickens.
I've always said it.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, we'll stay.
What do you think? What do you think?
I know. I say stay now. I don't know. I don't really care.
Aren't you voting
it? Nah, fuck it.
Nah.
I'd be fucked with.
Nah.
I think when it's a referendum.
What's a libertarian?
They're a bandmate, can't stand me now, we'll become the likely lads. That's a liberty.
A jangly indie group.
A liberal, like somebody who thinks like, you know, libertarian, like
a ballot.
And that's what I am.
Yeah. I think most creative people are.
Queer.
I don't know.
I don't even think that was a queer comment.
I don't know.
I think most creative people are.
I've
never heard of gay. Like one ball.
It's gayer to do that than
do like my bag of suffocate.
I don't have a comic bag.
I hate that scrotum sack now known as his quilt.
I love that.
Imagine him pulling it over your nose, keep it warm though, man.
What sort of tog do you reckon it is? Like
12.5 minimum.
Tog strength in my balls. Right, let me rattle through these questions here. Northern Ireland comedy scene, what's happening with it?
This.
And the pav.
Oh, that's so good.
What?
Aaron, what do you call your mid?
Oh, that was legit. That was like pretty much Slavery's in the path. That's what it is.
No, it was just the fact that you were like us and we were all like,
what's that?
Matthew Collins!
That's so epic.
Did anyone ever explain why you kept shouting Matthew Collins? Because if he ever gets around to hearing this and he's
probably
like,
watching this.
What? Basically, right, we were watching a video of like all the people who done Chortle.
Chortle entrances.
Basically all out there. And then he was like in the like playing up next thing. So we watched it, and the MC was like really excited, and it's like show band type like music in the background. He's like, "Ladies and gentlemen, Matthew Collins," and I just thought it was the funniest shit ever.
Just couldn't.
That's actually a great impression.
Just couldn't stop fucking saying it the whole time. Matthew Collins.
It's so fun. It's like, put my dick in your mouth. It's just fun to say.
What do you say, Aaron?
None. My quilt.
Say that, and say that and say Matthew Collins at the end of it.
Come and dig in your mouth, Matthew Collins!
No. Come and dig in your mouth, Matthew Collins! Just playing out the one.
Yeah. Put my quilt in your mouth!
Stop saying quilt, that's making me sick. Why are you calling your ball bag a quilt?
It's just a lovely word. Quilt? I'm making t-shirts like that.
How come I say straight up people are? Because
you're such a poofter.
When I think quilt, when he says it, it's like the old, you know, like stained heroin addict's duvet.
I think of what my granny used to wear before she died.
What?
What?
I think.
What the fuck?
When you say quilt, I think of what my granny used to wear before she died.
And do you know what she was probably doing? Drinking lattes with a straw. Yeah.
Well, Steve, do you need any more milk for that?
Let's end on this one question because we'll get the plugger thing and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Are there still tickets left for the Ulster Hall? I'm not sure. I'll have to check. But there might be a couple left.
One or two.
1,000.
That's from Dolores Gallagher. Full thousand tickets. Buy 1,000 tickets. Yeah, so we're playing Ulster Hall. You're playing Ulster Hall too, are you, mate?
Yep. Also, tickets available.
Tickets available. Woo! Technically, yes. we all only have to sell, like, what are you thinking, like 200 each?
Yeah.
You need to sell full 1,000 for yourself.
No sweat. Got a sales report yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you whisper it to me?
Nah. It's fine.
With no seriously whisper it to me. That's right. If you're playing the black box, that's great. Right, that's going to have to do it before my phone explodes and all the cameras explode. We'll try this again next week, see what happens.
Judge?
Maybe not bring him, he's a bit much.
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up, Shane needs lunch.
Yeah, Shane does Nando's now at 12:59, okay?
Yeah.
Right, that's it, we're out of here. Lunch. Cheers for listening, cheers, see you
bye.
Next week.
Bye.
Follow General Banter on Facebook. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.